Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Federal Open Market Committee statement 2 days ago is misleading and filled with lies. It starts with the very first sentence, which says, quote, "Information received since the Federal Open Market Committee met in September suggests that economic activity has been expanding at a moderate pace," unquote. I challenge the FOMC to find any combination of economic activity in America that is expanding. You won't find it in the jobs market, where the labor force participation rate fell to its lowest level in almost 40 years. Further, jobs lost are mostly full-time, while a high percentage of new jobs are part-time. Even worse, the median household income, adjusted for changes in consumer prices, has declined over the past several years. No way does that signify economic expansion. You won't find economic expansion in the retail sales market, where companies such as Walmart and McDonald's recently reported disappointing results, and nationwide retail and food sales have declined. Even candy sales for Halloween are unexpectedly weak this year. Maybe they want to claim that economic expansion is coming from auto and truck sales, but that is only occurring because of the increase in subprime loans. You won't find economic expansion in the housing market, where both new construction and existing home sales both fell sharply in September. According to the Gallup poll of U.S. consumer daily spending for non-durable products, Americans spent an average of $91 per day in October 2009, $89 per day in October 2014, and again in October 2015. That's right, consumers are spending the exact same amount that they were a year ago. So where does that indicate economic expansion? Just once, I would like the FOMC to prove their misleading claims. The FOMC did surprise people on Wednesday when it stated that it would look at increasing the federal funds interest rate at their December meeting, no matter what the economic data indicates. That won't happen either, but I have run out of time to go into details. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communication Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or McDonald Broadcasting.